The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right. We are live on The Grind, man. Welcome everybody that's just jumping on. Welcome my amazing friends on Facebook Live. Share this out. If you're not watching me live, if you're out in Blog Talk Radio land and you don't hear me live right now, go to my Facebook page. Just simply Nathan McCray, NathanMcCray. You'll be able to see me live. Great morning, Miss Iona, Denise, Gary. Awesome. Thank you for the love. Man, love you guys. Love you. Thanks for jumping on, chiming into The Grind. Share this out. Guys, so we can have some people bridge some gaps this morning. For all my people in Blog Talk Radio land, man, I want to say welcome. It's Thursday. We're going to grind. We're going to bridge a few gaps here. We're not going to try to be long. And guess what? The revolution is definitely not televised because this will not stay on Facebook Live. All right. Just so you guys know, this will not stay up on Facebook Live. So this is a one shot, right? One shot, one kill. All right. So share this thing out. And so we can get some more people on here. We want to talk about stuff. We're going to do some throwback stuff today. I'm going to date myself a little bit. This would be really before me, but I'm going to date myself a little bit, play a little music for you guys right off the bat before we jump into what we want to jump into. Give you guys time to grab your coffee, grab you something to snack on before we really, really get started here this morning. So man, I love this song. My next door neighbor used to play this song all the time. And it was his favorite song. It was actually my next door neighbor, his father. I used to play this song all the time, and his favorite song, and it was him and his wife's favorite song. And I still remember that to this day because he used to call her Candy. So I want you guys to listen to this. Some of y'all gonna know it, some of y'all won't. But you know what? We'll be right back. Thank y'all so much. I hope y'all mind a little bit. Okay. We'll be back Thursday. Oh, man.
I always seem to get a bust down.
got you.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Y'all know what it is. It's The Grind, man. It's where we say the things that people are thinking. They may not want to say, but we say it with a little taste, man. Thank y'all for chiming in. Thank y'all for checking in. This is the realest show ever. Thank you for sharing it. Is it I owner, Garrett, or low owner? Help me with that. Low owner or I owner, number one or number two? I can't tell if that's an hour or over. Thank y'all for sharing this out. Man, so what are y'all saying here? I love the fact, man, I love Cameo too. Took y'all back a little bit, right? Got y'all off of social media a little bit. Got y'all thinking back on the way things used to be. Man, just sometimes you got to sit back, man, and just think about the way things used to be. And now think about the way things are. And guess what? We call that evolution, right? But you can't forget about where you came from, all right? You got to know where you are in order to know where you're going, right? You got to know the past, the present, and the future. But, of course, you can't dwell in the past. You can't stay there. You got to evolve, man, with things. But you got to evolve in the way that you're supposed to evolve. And y'all know, as always on this show, man, thank y'all for the love, man. Y'all are so awesome. You know, as always on this show, man, if you type it, I'm pretty much going to say it. All right? I may put a little spin on it just to make it sound presentable. But if you type it, I'm going to say it. That's just the way it is. Everybody has a voice on this show. And if I miss anything, then, hey, y'all charge it to my head and not my heart. Sophia Skeen definitely loves Cameo. Pam Inslee, she actually loves Cameo. That's what I'm talking about. I love Cameo, too. Sometimes my screen freezes up, y'all, so y'all bear with me. Anyway, that's technology for you. And that's what we're talking about today, a little bit of evolution. Man, going from the past, going to the present, and thinking into the future, man, that's how this thing works. And I'm trying to get my screen working here. And y'all know this is the realest show ever, so we don't let these things bother us. But nonetheless, it'll kick in at some point in time. But, man, let's talk a little bit about different strokes. I'm going to play another song for you guys. But if you like Cameo, then you're really going to like this one, right? But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about different strokes for different folks, because one of the things I had to come to terms with and realize, was, man, not everybody was created the same. As a matter of fact, nobody was created the same, right? And I've been talking about that a lot lately, right? You know, we were all created differently with five different distinct fingerprints, right? Each of those fingerprints is different, right? So if we were all created differently, doesn't it stand to reason that we were created to do something different? Each one of us has something uniquely that we were supposed to do, right? So, you know, in the light of us being created uniquely, that means we're all put here for a specific reason. And that means that there are different strokes for different folks. We're all different. Oh, we all may fall into a category here and there, you know, that kind of like similar to somebody else. But we do everything that we do distinctly to ourselves, unless you have become a chameleon and you've gotten really, really good at mimicking other people. All right, yeah, so my computer's moving now. Thank y'all again for sharing this out. Pam McCray, I keep calling me. Love every day, fun day with you. Absolutely, baby, absolutely. Jim and James, great morning to you. Tandy Tate, great morning to you. Who we got? This thing just ain't gonna act right. That's technology, but man, that's one of the things. You know, it's right on time because that's one of the things we want to talk about. Because as we evolve with technology, what are some of the things that are lost in translation? So we're going to flash back a little bit. We're going to help you guys a little bit with some of your relationships this morning and try and get you unstuck, all right? Get you unstuck a little bit to get you moving again, because this is the grind, baby, and that's what we do. We bridge gaps. So I'm going to play another song for y'all before we jump right into it. We're going to hit it and quit it this morning and see what I can cue up for y'all. Because who is this by? Yeah. Here's what I want to do. This one, if you knew Cameo, and I ain't gonna tell you the other one play, but if you knew Cameo like Candy, then you're gonna really love this one, because man, every time this song came on, it was just the beginning part of the song that really set me off. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all getting up out of y'all seat. I see y'all. I'm in my own field.
This is the love. It just feels.
The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com. The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, we are back, man, live on The Grind, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that music. I'm going to tell you right now, I know some people that are loving that music. I want to call that throwback, man, but that song will never, ever go out of style. Just like Candy will never go out of style, man. I believe that was the music, man, back in the day. I played the Candy for You. I played the Computer Love. I mean, that was like the essence, man, I won't go into romance, but I'm just saying, getting your word across without all the cursing, without all the derogatory stuff toward, you know, women. And just, man, it was just real, man. That's right. Val Davis says real music. I know Pastor Pam she said, I'm loving it. She said, yeah. Pastor Pam still loves her music. That's what I'm talking about. Pamela Inslee, thank you for chiming in this morning. She said she used to listen to this on the skating rink. I know that's right. I used to listen to it too on the skating rink. I couldn't skate that well either. I could skate backwards, but not like crazy good. But I could skate just good enough, just a two-step backwards, right? So we had a great time, man, skating. Pam says, yes, Pastor Pam, we need to plan a skate night in Atlanta. Okay, don't get ahead of yourselves. Don't get ahead of yourselves. All right. See, that's what happened. That's what my wife does. You know, she takes them some little and she's going to blow that thing up, man. She's going to make it something else. But that takes us into what we want to talk about this morning, because different strokes for different folks. Let me tell y'all one of the greatest things I could have ever done for myself, right? This helped me. This really freed me up. And I want you guys to get this, because this is going to be huge for each of you, too. Before I say this, so guys, write this down before I say this. This Facebook Live will not stay up, all right, right now, because we're still working on the YouTube platform. Had a couple hiccups with that, so we couldn't get it going right now. But this won't stay up. But you can also always go back to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to hear this broadcast live. And you should dial into it as well. You can actually hear the music more crisply, if that's a word. Or you can dial right into the number 657-383-1291, 657-383-1291. Same thing on the banner, Nathan McCray 1 on Instagram. Follow me there. Also follow The Grind 101 on Instagram also. So Facebook as well, The Grind 101. So man, let's jump into this thing, because we got some people on Blog Talk Radio. We got some people on Facebook. Everything is evolving. Everything is moving forward. You know, God is moving this show forward as he sees fit to have it move forward. And that's what pulls us into evolution this morning. We play a little throwback. This happens to be Throwback Thursday, right? Throwback Thursday is relevant because it helps us to remember the places that we've been, not to stay there, but to use that as a launching pad, guys, to move into where we're going. So most of the time you realize there are two different facets of where you've been. It's the great things that you remember, and it's the bad things that you remember. You take good things and you put them in the pot and mix them up with the things that you got going on now, the good things, and you take the bad things, you throw those away. You have to separate the two. Right. So evolution is a beast, because if you don't evolve, if your wheels don't turn the same time the wheels of evolution turns, then that means you're going to get left behind. So there are some people that are still caught in that time warp. And thank you all y'all that are joining us. Thank you so much for jumping on this broadcast. You know, if you don't jump in when the wheels of evolution are turning, man, then guess what? You're going to get left behind. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Unequivocally, you will get left behind, and you can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do, but at the end of the day, you will be wearing the shoes with the aquarium on the heel with the fish in the bottom, all right? That's just the way it is. You'll get caught in a time warp. So you got to remember what happened in the past, okay? But you can't drag the past into the present, and you most certainly can't visualize the past into the future. So with that being said, I love to say different strokes for different folks, because one of the things that really, really, really helped me out was the fact that I see people for who they are, right? I see people for who they are, and then I visualize them as who they can be, right? Based on what they're doing right now. So let me say that again. I see people for who they are, right? You ever heard the story? If somebody shows you the saying, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them, right? So I see people for who they are, and I see them for who they can be based on what they're doing right now. So when I see them for who they are, it allows me to be able to handle them in the space that I'm handling them in, which means I don't judge them, right? Different strokes for different folks. We got different fingerprints, right? All five of our fingerprints are different, right? So different strokes for different folks. That means you can't judge them. If I want to sit up on this broadcast and talk about whatever it is that I want to talk about, that's my business, right? So when I see other people doing what they do, that's their business. I can't get caught up in that and wound up in it and get all distraught about it to the point where I take time out of my day while I can be being productive. I just start to call around and talk about what such and such and so and so is doing. I don't have time for that. People are often looking at me and I say, well, you're not that social. I said, no, I'm very social. I'm very social to the things that I know are moving me forward. And the people that know me, they understand, you know, that I'm in my lane. If you move into my lane and you're going the same way I'm going, you'll tell people he's the most social person in the world. But if you're doing what you do, A, I'm not going to judge you. Do your thing. All right. That's what you do. That's between you and God. All right. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. And a lot of us that are listening to this broadcast, and those of you that may hear this broadcast later down the road, we need to adopt this, okay? Stop being so concerned about what people are doing. They're different from you. You're not the same person. They don't think different. They don't think like you. They think differently than you. Embrace that, right? Understand that they're not the same person as you. Different strokes for different folks. You allow them to do what it is that they do. And when they're doing what they do, they're in their comfort zone. And I talked about some people are chameleons. That's fine. They can be chameleons. They can mimic people for a long time. And at some point in time in their life, they'll realize that, you know what, man, I got to be myself. I got to get to know who I am. And in order for me to know where I'm going, I got to know who I am. I got to know where I am right now. So that's between them and God. They're going to figure that thing out at some point in time. But all you can do is shoot your regular and move forward, right? So different strokes for different folks. As they're doing what they do, somebody may be wearing this. Somebody may be doing this to their body. Not to say you don't have an opinion on it, but when your opinion causes you to stop moving forward and start paying attention to what somebody else is doing, then it holds you in a holding pattern, because I'm going to tell you right now, you will be looking left and right a lot if you pay attention to what everybody else is doing. So this brings me to my next question, all right? This brings me to my next question. Make sure I'm up on my comments here, all right? Thank you guys that are just joining. So my next question is, social media real? Is social media, I can phrase that a few different ways. Is it close to being real? Is social media something like real life? What has it evolved? What has it evolved into? What are the intentions of social media, or what were the intentions of social media? And is it actually following where you guys thought it would go? Is it evolving faster than you thought it would evolve? There's so many different types of social media that we deal with. And you look at the song, Computer Love. Now, back when Roger and Zap did that song, I don't think computers were really big back then. But I think what they were talking about was the fact that they were able to transform their voices into some sort of a computer entity to sound like a computer, which was very cool at the time. But now the song is very fitting. We're talking about computer love, all right? And I said I was going to help you guys a little bit with relationships this morning, right? Well, the biggest help that you can give somebody in terms of a relationship, hold on, let me get, I got some, Antoinette Edwards says it's real to a point. So it's kind of surreal, kind of something like real, right? So I love it because when you're trying to get to a relationship, you got to ask yourself, what type of relationship are you really looking for? That's a valuable question. And that question you should ask yourself. What type of relationship are you really, really looking for? And I mean, are you looking for a relationship that is more physical, that is more tangible, or are you looking for a relationship that is more social, like a more of a social media type relationship? And can you mix the two? I mean, absolutely, but you got to know what you want, you know, and whatever you get, you have to be expecting it, right? So when you look at relationships as a whole, we think about old school. Old school is, you know, you ask a person out, and it was always the guy asking the female out, and, you know, the female waited around, and the girl said, don't ask him out, you know, wait for him to ask you out. Now, new school is, you know, go ask him out, girl, and even, you know what, maybe it doesn't even matter. Pay for the meal. Let him know that you're strong. Let him know you got money. You know, whatever. I can't keep up. You know, I can't. I've been married for 29 years, but all I know is what I see. And some of you are way closer to that fire than I am. So feel free to speak up and say what it is that you want to say and comment, because, you know, because I want to know if I'm off base, all right, or not, all right? Pamela, in the person's mind, who's posting the post? Okay. So whoever's posting the post in their mind, Pastor Pamela Enzi saying, right? So we're talking about different types of relationships. And these different types of relationships, we have to know what we're really getting into. I see social media right now as an outlet. And I see it going to, you guys heard me say before, the whole surrogate platform, right? So the whole surrogate platform means that you are not really going out and about and having any tangible physical relationships with anybody, right? You're actually online and you're conversing with somebody and you're able to app yourself up, look different, you know, slim your waistline, fix your face, you can do everything to yourself online these days, right? And now I see people that are IG famous, people that are Facebook, Snapchat famous. And I don't judge, it's evolution. It's what's going on. You're not going to stop it. So you got to find your place in it, right? So remember, here's the golden rule. However you build it is how you're going to have to maintain it. Plain and simple. You should write that down. How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. Very simple, right? So it used to go back on the premise of love. If it's built with love, then you maintain it with love. If it was built with a lot of affection, a lot of cuddling, a lot of kissing, you bought the person a lot of gifts and, you know, whatever you did in the beginning to get her or him, you're going to have to do that same thing throughout the relationship to keep them, right? So people ask them, and how do our relationship survive? Is that our relationship was built on love, right? So I didn't have any money. Just keep it 100. When we married, she didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. All we had was a burning love for one another. So there was the desire there that turned into love, because love is not always right off the bat. It's the desire, right? You can say it's the lust of the flesh. When you see something that you like visibly, then that turns into love as you get to know that person, right? So the evolution of that is we built it on love. And now it's that one thing, love, is making it all the way through the evolutionary cycle. And now here we are in the 20th century, and love is still abound, but there's different types of love. You heard Roger say it's computer love. You know, you got social media love, you know, IG love, Instagram love, you know, you got Facebook love, Snapchat love. I'm not even on Snapchat. I'm only on Instagram and Facebook. I'll tell you right now, I will catch a seizure if I try to get on all of those different social media outlets and try to maintain them. I personally can't do it, but that doesn't mean you can't. Different strokes for different folks, right? Pam McCray says, I think it's real to the point of posting the good, the positive for business, but it does not display every aspect of our life, and it shouldn't, right? I like that. Antoine Edwards says it can be a very positive outlet. Very much so. It can be a very positive outlet, and it can be a very negative outlet. Remember, with everything positive, there's the polar opposite. There's the negative. So you can either choose to spread positive messages or negative messages, or you can mix them up. So this day and age, if you really look at what's happening on social media, and I'm just going to say, because this is the realest show ever, you can spread, it's either one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum. Either you got to be extremely positive or extremely negative to really, really get some traction. Extremely positive, extremely negative, or you got to have a very good mix of more of one or more of the other, right? So the drama plays very well on social media. That's why people, for some reason, we're built to watch drama and listen to drama. We're built to look at something like, I'll give you a great example, all right? If something's happening on the road, an accident, we want to know what happened. It's off to the side of the road, but the traffic slows down because everybody wants to see what happened, right? If something happens to somebody, everybody is commenting on it. Everybody's talking about it, the drama, the negativity of it. If you post, you can try. You can post and say, this is a beautiful bouquet of roses right here. Look how red they are. Watch what happens, right? You won't get the traction. You can say, this is a very beautiful person. This person is beautiful on the inside, you know, and you should get to know them. You won't get the traction. You know, it's about aesthetics and a lot of different things mixed in, right? So I'm talking about social media because I want us all to get a place in social media to where we understand that we can be in social media, but it doesn't have to define who we are. Be yourself on social media, right? So when you're on social media, different strokes for different folks, they're going to do different things, right? They're going to do different things on social media, but you can't get caught up in them because that's what they do. But you have to find your spot in social media. You got to find your place there. Figure out what it is that you want to talk about. What message do you want to relay, right? And there can be very, 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 very little compromise to who you really are on social media because it kind of tends to bring out the person that you really are, right? Because it's easy to type a message and say it to somebody on social media or type it on Instagram or whatever it is and say it, then as opposed to getting on a video and talking about it and being real about it so they can see your face and they know exactly your emotions and your expressions behind saying what you say. I personally believe that there's a lot left to translation for social media. Even that social media texting, the whole nine. When you're texting someone, there's a lot of things that can be lost in translation. So being a communications person in terms of, you know, I was an ex-wireless engineer. So I believe in communication. And I used to always tell my team, you know, before you don't fail, come and ask a question, right? Because I always believe if I have a question, I want to be able to ask that question. And if I get in an atmosphere and I feel like I can't ask a question and it's not a conducive atmosphere, for me, right? Because how do we learn? We ask questions, right? Either we ask questions and find out the right way, or we do the wrong way and find out that way, right? Then it's wrong. So we make that mental note. So communication is key, and you can't always communicate how you feel on through text. So I like, you know, hey, pick up the phone. Let's talk, because now we can hear the inflections in each other's voice and we don't have nothing's left to interpretation. Now we know exactly what's going on. So that brings me back to the evolution of communication, the evolution of relationships. Relationships evolve on the level that you let them evolve on, right? So if your relationship was built on Instagram, then you're going to have to maintain that on Instagram, or you're going to have to reset and set some different boundaries, some different standards, right? Now, I could be way out in left field. Remember, different strokes for different folks, right? I'm not a new age baby, all right? I was born back in the day. So that means I have a different view on things. There are some people like that were born, like we used to call it being, you know, well, probably in the past 10 years or so, you know, we called it being born in the matrix, right? If you're born in the matrix, or if you were put into the matrix. There's a difference. If you're born into the matrix, then it's normal to you. You don't think anything's wrong. You were born here, and this is your era. You're living in the era. Everything to you is normal. And what I'm saying right now is absolutely foreign to you, right? So now you've got all of these people that were born in the matrix that are living in this generation right now. But you've got a set of people that were not born in the matrix, some people that had to be inserted into the matrix. And when they got inserted into the matrix, they finally realized that, man, maybe I don't want to be in the matrix, right? I don't want to be here. So what did they do? They started going, they start living off grid. These are the people that became your minimalists, right? These are the people that become the people that go out and they farm their own land. You know, they have land, they have their own livestock, they eat their own food, you know, that they cook, they eat their own food that they grow, they raise their livestock. These are the off-grid people that don't want to be plugged into the matrix at all, right? But that's one end of the spectrum, and this is another end of the spectrum. So you're unplugged from the matrix, or you're in the matrix, right? Remember, different strokes for different folks. Don't judge them. Move past it, stay positive, and stay in your lane. Doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. If you're looking forward, the only things you see is what crosses into your path. If they're crossing your path, then what does that mean? That means they're in alignment with you, right? So you're here. Things on the outside, what are you concerned with? If you start doing this, there's no way. I haven't seen people drive forward that long and not crash by looking to the side. If you keep looking left and right, then guess what? You're going to crash moving forward. That means you're not going to see what's in front of you. So you're either never going to get to it, you're going to run off the road, or something's going to happen. But when somebody drives into your path, that means now you're in perfect alignment with that person and you guys can roll together. And I had to learn that lesson. I had to learn that, you know, not to get I call it shiny ball syndrome things when you look left and right at everything that you see and you can't move forward. You're so concerned about what everybody else is doing that you can't do what you need to do. Remember, different strokes for different folks. And there are people out there right now that are fighting desperately for their independence. And should you fight for your independence? Man, absolutely. You should fight for your independence. You should fight for the ability, for the authority to control your own controls, to do the things that you are being led to do. And the only person stopping you from doing that really is you. You have to strengthen your resolve to be different. If you know that you're different, and guess what? You are different. I'm different. Everybody on this broadcast right now is different. The sooner you embrace that, the sooner you start to line up with people that are like you, right? But the moment you stop realizing that you're different is when you keep doing the shiny ball syndrome. You're looking left and right, and you don't know where you're going. If you start to focus on where you want to go, you're going to get bombarded. Trust me. I'm telling you right now, all right? Because when people don't understand something, right, when people don't understand it, then they're going to ridicule it. They're going to persecuted, then that's normal. You're going to be persecuted no matter what. My Bible says, you know, the righteous will be persecuted for righteousness' sake, right? That's how this thing works. But the sooner you realize that you're in your own lane and you're moving forward and you respect the fact that other people are doing other things and you don't take the time out of your day on your path to dramatize what they're doing, then you won't get off track. Now you're allowing yourself to be in alignment and you're here. I'm going to give you guys a great example, okay? When I first thought about starting this show, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't have a clue. You know, all I knew is that I needed to start it. That was it. I just needed to get started. And we talk about that repetitively on this show. We talk about controlling the controls. We talk about the start. See how much time we got. Ah, we're running low. This is good. We talk about the start. We talk about all of that, right? So when we're starting, that's the hardest part. It's the start. But I knew I needed to start. And the only way I could start was to get on that path, not knowing what was in front of me, understanding that there was a bridge there, a gap that I needed to bridge. No problem. I was up for the task. I just needed to get started. And now that I got started, I got on the bridge. And as I started to go, my gaps started to be bridged, right? I had the end point in mind. I knew what I wanted to do, right? So now I had to align myself with people that were doing the same thing that I was. And I started to grow. I started to, different things started to come. I started to consult people that actually, you know, I loved confidants, you know, people that actually were for me, people that wanted to see me move forward. You know, my best friend, you know, Bishop Jeff Battle, he told me, he said, you know, I think you should jump out, get in alignment with your vision and jump out, right? And just start doing it. And, you know, we sat down, we talked about some foundations of the show, some, you know, what it needed to be called and things of that nature. And I would have never even consulted him about it if I would not have just jumped out and started doing it and allowed myself to get in alignment with the right people. Are all of the people here right now that are going to take this show to the next level? Absolutely not. What I've done is I've allowed myself to get on the right path to be able to move, to bump into the people, or run into the people that are going to align with me and either help me push the vision or give me what I need to move it to the next. But I got to keep moving forward, right? And that's the part that a lot of us don't do. We don't find our spot in the evolution of where we've been and where we are and where we're going. And we pull out of everything. And we don't move forward because we don't know how to find our spot in the evolution of technology, the evolution of relationships, the evolution of everything. It's about you controlling your mindset, controlling your controls, and understanding not get caught up in the stuff that's going on outside your path. And when you realize that, the start comes. You start to do the things that you can control, and now you're starting to move in the right path, and now you're going to see yourself start to line up with different people. And it's not in your time. It's in God's time, right? So, guys, you know, I could go on and on. We've run out of time on the show. And you know, thank all of you guys for jumping in. I want to leave you guys with another Cameo song because I like Cameo. And you know, always remember, guys, the show happens every single day. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. sharp, you know, tell somebody about the grind, man. We're going to talk about something also on Tuesday. Hopefully we have this YouTube platform up and running by Tuesday. And you guys will be able to chime into YouTube and we'll be able to share this thing out as well. But as always, you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and be able to hear any episode that we have back in the archives. And be able to benefit that from that and help bridge some gaps. Man, I really love the comments. Guys, thank you for jumping on the grind this morning. See what we got here. Hey, what's going on, Josh Baffert, Lisa Farrell, what's going on? You're different. Absolutely. Confidant, absolutely, Lisa Farrell. You need that confidant. Everybody does. Thank you so much, Pam. Yeah, great time to be aligned. Absolutely. It's always a good time to be in alignment with the people that can help move you to the next level. And remember, guys, stop judging people, man. Everybody's different. Everybody's going to do something different. Everybody's on their path. Everybody's on their journey. Allow them to do what they do. If you see you can add some value to what they do, then empower me. Step into it and add some value. But most certainly, man, don't devalue what anybody else is doing. I didn't say you had to align yourself with it, okay? But what I am saying is that your freedom, your difference, who you want to be, what you like, what you don't like, is all your business, all right? It's nobody else's business. Start worrying about who likes what you're doing and who doesn't like it. Move forward, and the people that are supposed to be in alignment with you on the project that you're doing, guys, it's just going to get in alignment, but it can't happen until you get in alignment with your own vision, all right? God bless you guys, man. I'll see you guys on bright and early Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Hopefully, we have the YouTube platform. Look out for the brand-new banner with the YouTube platform, man. Love you guys. And, look, stop going back and forth with yourself and get in alignment, all right? Guys, have a great one.
I'm going to go to the next one.